I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How you doing, Big Dave? This week, our topic has been pride energy. Today's Connection Thursday, we're discussing the blocks to the climb of the mountain. Anything before we get started, David?
I think I'm all good.
All right, let's rock into this thing. So I'm continuing this little series because we're getting such great feedback on the valley and the mountain, and I want you to really understand it. So we're going to keep our Connection Thursdays with this theme, and today we're going to discuss the blocks to climbing the mountain. So if we look at the valley is a state of restriction. Its base energy is in fear. In the valley, we live in the cultural stories passed from generation to generation. This creates a life shrouded in the past, in should be. And it keeps the human being in the darkness of what could be. In the valley, behavior is driven to match and attain whatever programming one happens to carry. Now, this programming was set for you to serve the tribe, the culture, society you were born in. In the valley, there is a collective programming that is held, and then there's the individual tribal programmings from each segment within the valley. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's why we say environment's so important.
Yes, because but there is a collective, and that's what I want people to understand. There is a collective culture because the programming set is what creates the rules, the rituals, the whole behavior of the culture. Now, the programming set is also what creates your identity. And this is the ego in the valley. The ego is the ruler. It rules in darkness and it rules in fear. So if we look at this identity, ego, was set for you, not by you. It is what sets your self-esteem, your self-worth, and your self-image. And this ego self is driven through the desire to serve the tribe and the culture. And this is activated behavior from the wants and the base of the ego. Do you understand that? So if we look at it, in the valley, what keeps you striving and searching for light outside yourself? This is the human being's innate inner search for love, joy, and peace. And yet these higher states of love, joy, and peace are states of light. These cannot be found in a valley for the simple reason love, joy, and peace are states of being, and they cannot be experienced in fear. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think when somebody's kind of stuck or feel like they're searching for something that's missing and they don't know, it feels like this is usually what it falls back to. You know, they're searching for that what is not in the valley, and that being stuck in that cage down there is what's missing.
And if you look at the valley's cultural story, is for one to strive, fight, grind, work, and force themselves with a hope in the future that they will be happy, or a hope that they can allow themselves to be happy, which in the valley can only be attained when we get something we want. That's what we do. And the thing is, that joy can't be held for very long. So the only way in the valley can, and the way happiness is shrouded in the valley, is you have to become something, be somebody, do something, then you can be happy. Yet, if you talk to successful people, I'm talking mega successful people, that's why you see these movie stars fall apart, these athletes go and kind of sabotage themselves. But I'm talking about people that are millionaires, self-made, and when they attain the goal, they had nothing but emptiness. And it was a very conflictive, confusing thing for them because they had everything they wanted except joy. Do you understand that?
Yeah. You've heard the story. Yeah, it happens a lot more often than you think, too.
It happened to me. So I know exactly how they feel because the ego's job is to hold one's consciousness in the valley, in darkness, through the wanting. So we look at the ego, the want of approval in the valley. One believes if they do this or they do that, or if they accomplish a certain something, they will get the approval they seek. This creates a strong need to be seen. This creates competition and the attitude to win at any cost. We act, we do, so others will see us and like us. Then we will be happy. That's the belief system that the ego uses for the want of approval. Then in the valley, the want to belong. In the valley, this is the need to be part of a specific group or a clan within the valley. Now, this need to belong and be part of something and accepted into the group will drive someone to alter their identity and their behavior to ensure they fit in. Now, in the valley, to be part of one group comes with the understanding that you have to go against another group. And this creates separation, which is the key for the survival of the valley. This breeds hate, caste systems, rich and poor, us and them, and we will do whatever it takes to make sure the group knows that we belong, even if it means to wipe out millions of people who are not seen as belonging. You understand one, right? Then there's the want of control. This is the want that holds the valley together at its roots. In the valley, the ego rules the culture, society, religions, laws, rules, and the individual. It is the want of control that puts everyone and everything in the valley in defend and attack. This is why in the valley, there always seems to be conflict. There always is a problem, and there's always seems to be chaos, and everybody in the valley is stressed out. In the valley, being stressed out is normal. They think that's normal. Now, the valley is set through the perception held by the collective consciousness and the individuals that make up the valley. Now, this perception held is set through the programs in mind. And as I stated, the human being is hardwired for behavior. Now, this behavior is driven by the program set through the valley. These programs are passed from generation to generation to generation. And this sets the expectations of how life should work. If anything goes against that expectation, one will immediately go in to defend and attack. That is a conflict activated. The want to control is the power want. And the reason it's the power want, it attaches to the other wants to drive the individual deeper into the valley. As long as two human beings have two different tribes, two different belief systems, they will have conflict. This process cannot be stopped. It can be mastered. And that is what happens on the climb of the mountain. But it cannot be stopped, because it's part of the survival process of the human being.
Your thoughts? I think that's why it's important to understand this, but also when you get caught in this and you have awareness, not to beat yourself up over it, because like you said, you could kind of interrupt it, but the process is there. You know, it's having the awareness of the process. So many people beat themselves up because they feel like they fail once they get caught into this.
Yes, absolutely. They think because they're not perfect, or they're not doing what they said they were going to do, or they procrastinate, or they self-sabotage. This is something I want everybody to slow down and realize that your behavior is always connected to the conscious mind. The question always is, who's running your conscious mind? If the ego's running your conscious mind, you're being driven by the programs of the subconscious. If you're running your conscious mind, your behavior is through volition. You're controlling the behavior. That's the difference between being in a valley and climbing the mountain. Because in the valley, it's the want of control that keeps the individual stuck in their habits, their programs, and their belief systems that were set for them by the tribe they were born into. And like you said, David, people have to understand for 200,000 years, this need to defend and attack was not a common issue for the human being. Each tribe had a unified belief system. Thus, zero conflict unless danger presented itself. This is when the tribe would go into the state of defend and attack. But it wasn't all day long. It wasn't among themselves. It was always an outside influence coming into the tribe that could threaten the life of the tribe. So it's the way we worked. People don't understand. While the wants anchor in the valley, right? That want of control is the sticky want. You want to control so you can get approval. You want to control so you can belong. And so you can see how the moment you feel you have to defend yourself, you don't have conscious mind control. Doesn't mean you don't take a stand. Doesn't mean that you don't respond. It's when you react. How do you know when you're in reaction and the ego has taken conscious mind control? Because you will judge. To judge something is to decide against it. When you're in judgment and you're saying things, it shouldn't be this way, it didn't, and you're fighting, it's not you. That's when you need to catch yourself and stop.
Thoughts? I think the judgment part, we talked on it, yesterday? And I think that was a big one that I saw people kind of talking about, because you'll notice as soon as that judgment comes out or the moment you have that thought, that's like a cue right there for you to have an awareness. Even if you haven't been doing this for a long time, if you can have that awareness of that, you can instantly kind of, you know, recourse.
It's a great signpost. That's why I'm trying to make this very easy, that you can kind of notice it, because the moment you notice it, that's why you name the ego. Because the moment you notice it, it's cut off and you take control. And you look at it, while the wants anchor the valley, fear is what protects the valley. This is tied to the want of security. The want of security is the need to feel safe. In the valley, we only feel safe if our perceptions are met and validated. We feel safe when we have guns in our house. We feel safe when we have walls to wall people off. We feel safe when we have armies to protect our borders. We feel safe. That's all that is fear. And that's that want of security. I feel safe when I have this much money in my account. I feel safe when I have this job. I feel safe when I have this relationship. And if anything goes against that, then it goes against our perception of feeling safe, and we get activated. And understand, in the valley, fear is a collective state of consciousness of the valley. Fear is used to control the valley. It's what keeps one afraid, afraid to speak out against the valley, afraid to do something outside of the tribe's programs in the valley, afraid to step out and move out from the valley to the mountain. The biggest fear and the block to the mountain is the unknown. So what happens? You stay in the shadow. You do what you're told. You become who you're supposed to be. You work hard, follow the rules. And the valley promises, if you're a good person, pay your taxes, vote, go to church, accumulate goods, spend your money. And if you do it all as instructed, you will be able to retire one day and just relax and enjoy life. And just telling you, each generation justifies why things are this way. What you justify, what you want to make so, will cause you to adhere to the old, which will damn the future. In other words, the valley justifies its ways, and the message is clear. Work toward a life to become joyful. You may get what you want, but as long as you are in the valley, you will be in a restriction state with the base energy of fear. And you will be left feeling empty, wondering, now what? Do you understand that?
Yeah, I think that's really important for the younger generation, millennials, and, you know, below listening to this, because everybody's blaming the generation before. And it's been like that, you know, consistently.
And our generation plays a generation behind us. It's ridiculous.
That right there, I think, is the biggest thing. Being you tossing blame, yep, or you going the way of your certain status because a generation before you has nothing to do with it. And that's just kind of like the cop out or the, you know, scapegoat. Yeah, exactly. It's judgment. And that, it's judgment. That is where most people take that victim role and mentality and sit with that.
And I think the generational divide is happening faster because the world is changing faster. So it didn't change very fast. It took a long time for them to go from agriculture to farmer. It didn't happen overnight. But then you watch it took a long time to go from farmer to industrial. But then once the industrial age started and the communication age started and then the technology age started, everything's been very fast. So generations are in more disruption. Because remember, you can't stop the process and function of being a human being. Every child is programmed from the previous generation. And if there's confusion within the generations, the children are getting programmed with mixed messages. And if they're getting programmed in messages that's driving their behavior in a way that doesn't even exist anymore, because it's obsolete because of technology and advancement in society, can you see why the valley is so disrupted right now? You know, that's why me being from the boomer generation, you being from the millennial, that's why we mix so well on this show. Because I can have one perspective, you can have another perspective, and when they come together, you get truth. And that's what people have to understand. The block to the mountain is the ego. And the ego is pride, as we talked yesterday. And the energy to the block of the base to the mountain is fear. And that, if you think about it, fear holds the valley in separation. And this is an agreement. It's a system of agreement held in programming of the valley. Those in the valley hold these programs in mind. And this sets the expectation and behavior of everything that happens in the valley. And this creates a vibration. And vibration creates potential. And this builds the reality seen in the valley in your life today. If you are stressed out, you're living in the valley. If you are anxious, you are living in a valley. If you live in resentment and anger, you're living in a valley. If you're living in grief, apathy, guilt, you're living in the valley. That's how you know where you are. But when one makes the decision to create a shift in their lives, they enter the base of the mountain. Do you have any feedback on that?
The valley aspect of it just makes it so clear as far as visualization to it. It's just understanding that and where you're going to be is, to me, is.
In the valleys, people, the valley is dark. It's everybody's trying to survive. The valley is about survival. It's not about thriving. And so when you make that decision that you're going to change, you want to create a shift, and you're ready to enter the base of the mountain, you have to have three elements to make that decision. One, you got to be ready to listen. In other words, to create a shift, you have to bring down your deaf effect. The deaf effect is when you're stuck in your perception. It's perceptual blindness. That means you can't see outside the valley. You're going to have to be ready to listen. And once you're ready to listen, you have to be willing to learn. That means you have to look at your belief systems and realize these don't serve me anymore. This behavior doesn't serve me. And you got to be willing to learn how to release those belief systems and create new skills. And that can only happen in the third element of climbing the mountain, and that is able to do. You have to be ready to listen, deaf effect down, willing to learn, open-mindedness, and you have to take action. consistent action, and that is able to do. This is the process that we talk about, and this is the process of moving into 200 courage energy of the green zone. This is the threshold between the valley and the mountain. This is the base of your climb. Do you understand that? Now, here's the challenge, everyone. As you begin your climb, you are still carrying the identity set for you in the valley. You have to understand that. It's not like, oh, I decide I'm going to do this. I'm going to set a New Year's resolution. Well, I'm going to set a goal and I'm going to start my climb. And you have to do that. But you must understand, as you begin, you still carry the identity set for you in the valley. The identity that is set for you in the valley is known through fear. And what does that happen? What happens as you start your climb? What will they think of me? What if I fail? What if I lose this or that? What if I can't do the climb? All that doubt that starts to come in, doubt and worry is a fear energy. When you got have doubt, that's the ego talking to you. That's your identity trying to stop you. The 200 courage base of the mountain is one is when you will feel the strongest resistance of fear. Understand this. You cannot claim fear on the mountain. If you're on the mountain, you cannot claim fear. To be in fear, you must drop back into the valley. And this is why the steps of stress mastery are so important. Because for you to climb the mountain, you're going to have to deal with the programs of the valley. In other words, to be in the light, you must let go of the darkness. You must let go of the self that is claimed in fear. You understand it, David?
Yeah, no, I think you said something, though, that I think is really important. As you go onto it, most people believe just because they declared that they're going to make this shift, that all of a sudden their thoughts, processes, their families, their tribes, everything is just gone. Like things will just go smooth. And that's where the point of most resistance, I think, starts is when you make a decision. And I think that is important to know. The same way where we know like the snapback effect and things like that, knowing that when you make that decision, things don't get easier. They get better, but they don't get easier right away.
And it might even get a little darker and harder because that's what I want to talk about. See, the process I just explained is moving out of stage 3 of development, socialized mind, and beginning your stage 4 of development. You're now self-authoring your mind. Stage 3 is the valley. Stage 4, when you write your own script, is done on the mountain. Now, many people, like David said, set their New Year's resolutions and declaration. And as we begin to close this first month of 2022, I know most people have snapped back into their old behavior. And the reason I know this is statistics show me that, but I've been in this industry for 35 years. I know. And if you don't set goals properly, you will snap back. If you don't have accountability, you will snap back. But more importantly is what we're talking about today. If you don't have awareness, you can't develop the practices that you need to climb the mountain. Awareness is what we're talking about today. You see, to begin the climb of the mountain, you must deal with the block of the mountain, which is fear. The identity you bring to the base of the climb is the ego, and the ego knows itself only in fear. It cannot exist on the mountain, only in the valley. It is the ego creating the stories that you can't, or you shouldn't, or you will fail. This is what's creating that strong resistance that David was talking about. When we try to change a bad habit or attempt to do something new, the ego, in order to survive, must pull you. And I say you. Yes, you are not your ego. It must pull you back into the valley. And those entrenched in the valley will be pulling along with your ego. They want to keep you within the tribe. They will be pulling you back. You must know this. See, you have to get through the first 30 days of your climb. It takes 30 days just to begin the climb at the base of the mountain, people. How many of you, and as we do this episode, it's the 27th of the month, how many of you have gotten through this month? Really gotten through it? You need to know that what's ever pulling you back is the ego, the tribe, the valley, the collective. It's not you. And if you got pulled back and you snap back, it's time to get back up and start again. And you have to understand why you snapped back. See, on the mountain, if you're on the mountain and you're processing your climb towards the light, the mountain you must move into process. To do this, you must prepare yourself for the climb. Number one thing is to know you is your purpose. You were born into the valley, but you were not part of the valley until you received the programs to function within the valley. Before that, you lived in imagination. You were connected to heart, the creation mind. And to make this climb up the mountain toward the light, you must rediscover your own light within. What is your purpose? What is your light? So if we look at the archetypes of purpose, number one is the growth purpose. Their light is to expand humanity. Number two, the vitality purpose. Their light is to expand higher energy. Number three, the inspire purpose. Their light is to expand humanity's vision. Those guys are trouble, you and Mark. And then number four, the freedom purpose. Their light is to show humanity all possibilities. Number five, the love purpose. Their light is to expand to higher states of love. Number six, the peace purpose. Their light is to expand the truth to humanity. Number seven, the connection purpose. Their light is to end separation, expand togetherness. And number eight, the joy purpose. Their light is to expand that state of joy. And number nine, the integrity purpose. Their light is to expand higher action in humanity. And number 10, the courage purpose. Their light is to move humanity from the valley to the mountain by expanding strength of humanity. See, no one can serve their light from the valley. Do you understand that?
Yeah, no, for sure. You can't help others if you are, you know, just down and locked in. I think that's what, for me, as far as being an inspired purpose, that's a big thing that's been keeping me on track. Because if I'm not on it, I can't help nobody. If I'm falling out, I can't inspire anybody.
And I want you to hear what you're saying, those words you just said. I can't help anybody. You see, David gets it at a very young age. Every human being is here for humanity. We're all one. If you understand that climbing the mountain isn't about you, it's about us. That's what it is. Now, no one can serve their light. Everybody's born in light, programmed into the valley and darkness, but they cannot serve their light from the valley. You can't work with humanity through fear. You can't change humanity through fear, only through love, which is found within on the mountain. God's teachers can go into the valley while their state is on the mountain. These are the teachers that we talked about yesterday's episode. You can be on the mountain and go into the valley and hold the energy of the mountain in the valley. That's how we change people. That's how you gotta be connected. So as you move to the base of the mountain, you have to understand who you are. And then the second thing is you got to set your course for your climb on the mountain. And number two is the higher goal setting process that we teach. See, this higher goal setting process is about getting you on the mountain. First of all, the wants. You got to get rid of what's holding you in the valley. We just said the wants hold you in. That's the first exercise we do in higher goal setting. And number two is the desire. That's awakening your heart. What's the spark? What is it you want to do? Is it connected to your light and the purpose? And number three in higher goal setting is setting the intention. What's the intention? It's living in process. When you're in process, you're on the mountain. This sets the course on the mountain in process. And at number three, you must use the steps of stress mastery to stay on the mountain. Number one, diet. Number two, exercise. You have to maintain the mountain state. What's the mountain state? The green zone. And that's physiologically, that's keeping the vagus nerve connected. And physiologically, that's the management of the stress response. Remember, we can't shut off conflict. Diet and exercise are the keys to managing that response so you can let go. And that's what diet and exercise are crucial to maintain the mountain state of expansion with the base energy of courage. And then number three, you got to name the ego. And number four, the let go technique. On the mountain, listen, everybody, what I'm saying very carefully. On the mountain, you do not deny fear. You must slow down, allow it, see it, and let it go. This is the process that releases you from the valley. This is the process where you are no longer being controlled by the valley or the tribe. You are climbing a mountain and self-authoring your life. This is moving you towards the light. And then step five, green focus power hour. You need skills to climb the mountain. You don't scale the mountain with your old habits. You have to set new ones, which are skills. And so the Green Focus Power Hour does that for you. Those six exercises are key aspects to take you on your climb to the mountain, to the first summit of the mountain, which is a 310 willingness energy. What is that summit? That is stage four of development, the self-authoring mind. That's your first summit. And you need those skills to scale the mountain to reach that summit. So next week on Connection Thursday, I'll address the climb of the mountain and the shifts of the three summits on the mountain. For today, I wanted you guys all to understand the blocks to the climb. And the block to the climb is fear. It's the restriction state, base energy of fear. It is the ego. Ego is pride. It's what blocks you, but it's also what causes a snapback. And you got to understand that fear is the base energy of the valley. And when you leave the valley, you must deal with the fear. And when you release the fear, it can no longer affect you on your climb to the mountain on the light. David, all yours.
Huh, man, there's a lot. It feels like one of those Fridays when we finish the book and it's like, that's a lot to unpack. But I think I'm going to say this over. I think it's more important right now. It's to really re-listen and listen. There's a lot of times like I've heard where people listen to the podcast, like, oh, that's not me. Go back and listen to those moments. Go back to when you deny those certain things, because I can almost guarantee those are where judgments and things pop up, especially when listening to this, because you're hearing something that you may not want to actually hear, and being stuck in that or wanting to make a change and hearing how, you know, things may not be the easiest, or you're like, why the hell will I do this in the beginning? You know? And that's how I did it. It happened with my kind of journey with religion, same thing with personal development, same thing with spirituality, same thing with health, all of them. In the beginning, it was one of the most rattling things, you know, for any journey that I've had. But, you know, when you stick to it, especially like you said, past that 30 days, man, when you start seeing some light come through, it really makes it worth it.
Like you said, first, you got to be ready to listen. And I will tell you, the fastest way to make this climb is to join the community. Join the Stress Mastery community. Let the coaches work with you. Let the members work with you. As we start to release our programs, there's going to be a lot more ways for you to work with us. But right now, we have a lot of episodes for you guys to listen to. And we're pretty accessible, especially through the community. So you have to be ready to listen. That's first. If you're not ready to listen, you're not going to be willing to learn. And if you're not willing to learn, you're not going to be able to do. Those are the aspects it takes to climb the mountain and create a shift. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay inspired.